Jam! Hello again and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night Magic here on the MTGcast Network. I am Chewy, and I have no response to that.
Then it resolves.
Alright then, I'm Chewy now. Sweet.
You now have it saved until a new timestamp occurs.
When do timestamps occur?
When you save? You become not Chewy.
Oh. So whenever you save, there's a new timestamp.
That could happen.
Are we mixing our metaphors? Coming.
I mean, as long as we all understand.
Good. So, Clues and Squee are here?
Yes.
Hey! Hello to much of southwestern Wisconsin.
And...
Much of it.
Much of. Not all of it. Most of it.
Hello, Monday Night Magic listeners. We would like to inform you that per GDPR, we must now update our terms of service, which don't exist, so don't worry about it.
That's right. We collect nothing, and we don't do anything with it.
We are the ones not sending you an update email.
True. But we do have to tell you that we've updated our privacy policy.
It is private. You cannot see it.
Yep.
That is our policy.
We're going to be more open with how we use all of your data that we don't collect.
It's true. I personally will be building a fort. It is not going to be an effective fort because we do not have your data.
I'm going to make a collage.
I was going to make a sandwich, but you can't
really...
You're
going to get hungry.
You can't really put data on that you don't have on bread. And I don't have any bread anyway, so this is all terrible.
It's the worst. We should start collecting data. Wait, no. There are rules against that.
Because then we'd have to GDPR.
Correct.
Anyway, let's talk
topical.
About... Yeah. I got another email earlier today. Like, it's just never ending. I didn't realize...
Oh, it'll end on Thursday. Because it goes into effect after that.
Oh, I then thought it already late. Went into effect.
Oh, you mean the requirements that it has to go live? And it might have. I might have lost track of what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
Dude, I have not been working. I don't need this. This is Monday Night Magic. What do you mean it's Tuesday?
Because we pew-pewed on Memorial Day because Memorial Day was on a Monday, like it always is.
That sounds wise. Let's do that again. All right. We're done, everybody. See you later.
Good night. There were tournaments.
Good night. We'll see you next week.
The Manipool. Stop recording.
Manipool, Patreon, Kickstarter, random discard, and go play some Magic.
Yay. Okay, sadly, we can't actually do that, so...
Well, we can, we just won't.
Yeah, so let's talk about the tournaments. There was Grand Prix DC that took place in Chantilly, Virginia.
As you do.
Wasn't really in DC.
They never are.
It's like not even close to DC. I guess on a small enough scale, or a large enough scale, it was close. You know, like
temporally speaking, it occurs at the same time as DC.
Like, on a globe, it's close to DC.
It's within a rounding error if you're using a video game map.
Yeah.
But hey, look, they're playing Limited.
Yeah, it was Dominaria Limited, so...
Team Limited.
Team Dominaria Limited.
So we care about it even less than we normally would. There were 539 teams... Meaning 1,617 people playing.
Multiplication.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. Who won? The team of Peter Ingram, Andrew Tenjum, and Peter Suchurek. Suchurek? I can't remember. Wow, look at these. Look at these top four. Jeez. In second place, we have the team of Ben Stark, Eric Froelich, and Paolo Vitor Damadorosa. You might recognize
them before.
Yeah, you might recognize some of those names.
Did they play Versus back in the day? Maybe it was Overpowered.
I think it was Overpowered, yeah.
Oh, dude, that game was weird.
Scarlet
Spider.
In third place, we have the team of Andre Strowski, Oliver Tu, and Shahar Shenhar. You might recognize some of those names. And rounding out the top four, Brad Nelson, Brian Bronduin, and Martin Mueller.
Yeah, these guys must have just been having a giant reunion from playing Bridge.
We'll go with that. They're also relatively nearby, I'm sure, because the Pro Tour is next weekend, and that's in Richmond, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
It's that pre-pro tour GP to make you stick around for a week.
Yeah. So there you go. There's really not much else to say.
Run 40 card decks. Coordinate with your team to make the best 40 card decks. Play well. Succeed. As you can tell, very skilled players make it to the end. So as usual, limited is not as luck heavy as you want to believe it is when you lose.
The top moments are just loaded with videos.
Yeah.
Good lord. But nothing else going on there. So there you go. That was GPDC.
Yep.
Nice and simple. So let's go to Minneapolis. Or let's talk about those who did go to Minneapolis, because the SCG Open was in Minneapolis. You know, like you do.
Hooray.
Tends to happen.
There were 783 people playing in the Open, which was modern.
I sure hope that format takes off.
I don't know. It doesn't rotate.
I sure hope we don't get everyone priced out of it.
I was going to say, I sure hope that format stays affordable. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, too late. So let's see here. Who won? Sam Cacciarella. Cacciarella. Sure, we'll go with that.
Cacciarella.
What was that?
That was probably a motorcycle.
Oh, that came from... Okay, that came from you guys. I thought it was Star City's website, and I'm like, nope, site's still muted.
It did not like how you pronounced Sam's name.
No. Like, what?
Look, it took me a lot of practice to be able to make motorcycle noises while I'm talking. In fact, I'm never going to do it again because you discouraged me. Over now. He's running humans.
Duly noted. He is running humans with the one Kessig malcontents, which always makes me snicker. Because, you know, could just be a win condition.
It happened.
Let's see. In second place, Jonathan Rosum is playing Jeskai Control. And oh, look, there's Teferi.
Makes sense.
Nothing wrong with that card at all. In third place, we have Victor Wood playing Jund. Just proving that Bloodbraid Elf has indeed ruined the format or something.
That's right.
World's over.
Totally. I suspect it's just Jund from here on out, right? It's a fluke that we had humans and Jeskai control. Well, it's just Jund from third through eighth.
I still imagine like how bad it would feel to have your opponent cast a Bloodbraid Elf and one of the Lilianas just pops up. And you're like, I was really hoping for a removal spell. Great. Like, that was your best out, would be that they maybe just thought seize you again.
Well, let's go look. Let's see. In fourth place, the main character from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Wait, really? That was his name, right?
Carl San Johnson? Andreas? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sorry.
Listeners, I apologize for that. The sound you just heard was Granny Evelyn is now following me on Twitch. It's been so long since I got a random follower during a podcast that I forgot to turn off the stream alerts. So, yeah.
In response to your earlier comment, yes, Carl Johnson. San Andreas.
Well, it's good to know that he's playing Magic. Confirmed.
I mean, you know, he made his way to Minneapolis. That's the best thing Minneapolis could have hoped for.
All right, I have killed the stream alerts. a big thanks to Granny Evelyn for giving me a small heart attack in the middle of Monday Night Magic. Because it's the hurry-up music from the original Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, you're just conditioned to fear that.
Exactly.
It's like the drowning music in Sonic 2. It doesn't matter how old you get, it's going to make your heart rate increase.
I thought about using that for a stream alert sound, and then I realized that would be stupid. Yeah.
We would die, too. Like, everyone would die.
So, yeah, Carl Johnson is running Eldrazi Tron.
Excellent.
And there are no Jaces.
No surprises.
In fifth place, Jeskai Control by Jim Davis. More Teferi. Jace the Mind Sculptor is going to destroy Modern. Nope, it's Teferi. In sixth place, Dylan Hand is running Humans. Gotta love them Humans. In seventh, we have Burn by John Philip Whetstone. All right, clues. But John Philip Whetstone.
I was very excited.
It
was,
I hope you scared your neighbors.
You scared mine.
I'm just imagining like the random kids loitering outside of Clues' house just ran away.
Well, they need to get off my lawn anyway, quite frankly. You know,
still burn at them from your door. It'll be fine.
Yeah, the only problem with this burn deck.
No.
No young Peasy.
They don't. That's not usually in burn decks.
I know, but I wanted a chance to talk about young Peasy, and since we don't have Legacy, spoiler alert, I was going to talk about it here, but nope. It's not there, so I guess I don't get to talk about it. Carry on.
All right. I'm going to turn Clues down so he doesn't peak the levels when he gets excited. There we go. And rounding out the top eight, we have Peter Tubergen running Decepticons, or...
No. Affinity's in it.
Look, just because there's three cards with Affinity is not a reason to call the deck Affinity.
Also, I startled my wife when I yelled burn. She just came up to check on me.
See? That's funny, too.
That's hilarious.
To make sure I was okay. Yeah, sorry, I might have gotten carried away there.
Maybe she thought you had a really witty retort. And you just yelled burn.
Maybe she took a little longer to get up there.
No, we've been married a long time. She knows I did not have a witty retort.
So there you go.
I have a horrible pun. That's it.
So there's your top eight. If we keep going, you'll see a Mardu Pyromancer deck. There you go, Clues.
There you go. There's your young Peasy in there.
There's your Peasies. Some elves. More Humans, Blue Moon, Hollow One, Jund.
I saw you standing alone.
Wow, I managed to get through two more before you got that out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was slow in the uptake.
A Green-White Company deck and another Jeskai Control. That's the top 16. Anything neat? Two Death Shadows decks, Gift Storm, Eldrazi Taxes, some Blue-White Control, a Mono Green Tron. Ugh. More Humans, more Burn, more Hexproof. Yeah, just all the stuff you'd expect. Okay.
Yeah. I like how the Blue Moon deck in 12th has Keranos in the main instead of in the board.
Ooh.
Letting him out to go play with Jace, and that sounds miserable.
Getting serious. Okay, then. Well, there you go. That was your Modern Open.
Hooray.
So let's look at the Modern Classic, where we had 151 players playing.
Try to catch them all.
So we're going to show you the silhouette of a player. You have to name that Magic player.
Who's that dork? It's Caleb.
Yay. First place, Caleb Scherer is running a blue-red Gift Storm deck. Okay, I'm okay. Second place, Rodney Parshall is running a black-red Hollow One deck. In third place, Jocelyn Lambaria, one of those. What is Jocelyn running? Jund. Just Jund him out. In fourth place, Tyler Sroka is running a Titan Shift deck. We've got Mardu Pyromancer in fifth by Joe Morelli. No peasies? Okay. Another Gift Storm by Robert Fry. And sixth, Ryan Ferries in seventh on Burn.
Burn!
And Mono Green Tron in eighth by Jeffrey Cab, or Cabby, or Cabay. One of those.
Why does the sixth place Gift Storm deck have Snow Covered Islands again?
Is he running...
I don't see Scred.
To be funny?
It could be to be funny.
I mean, I respect that. I just wasn't sure if that was a reason.
Wait, but he's got two snow covers and two normal islands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It could just be funny, but like, I just was wondering if I missed something.
Could just be what he had handy. I don't know.
Could be because he wants to make the judges work that little bit harder.
Maybe they're beta snow covered island. Wait.
That'd be impressive.
A judge?
The rest of the top 16, there's an Amulet Titan deck in 9th, in fact, in 10th, Jeskai Control, Titan Shift, Humans, a blue-red Pyromancer, as opposed to the...
Young PC?
Well, yeah. Oh, it's the one with Thing in the Ice. Right. Okay. Wait a minute. Another Gift Storm and a blue-red Prison deck. Oh, this is the Tezzeret thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So there you go. There's your top 16 there. And then if we... What's left? The Classic. Who's playing Classic?
Standard.
86 people playing the Standard Classic. I should actually open these. I thought I had them open. I was wrong. Boom. Okay. Joshua Egan running a mono red aggro in first place.
With an amazing sideboard.
Okay, one at a time. What was that clue?
The correct kind of aggro.
Ah. Oh, okay. And Bill likes it because there's a squee in it, in the sideboard.
Yes.
Nice.
It is correct.
Look at him. He's got his toy and everything.
He's all smug between that magma spray and Chandra, which if he's ever been anywhere, it's probably there.
Maybe. In second place, Max Rakoff is running a white-black aggro deck. That was a hiccup. Anything fancy here? Nothing really.
Shiny blood fat.
In third place, a green-red aggro ball by Kyle Stoll. Oh, Thrashing Bronto Dave. I'm in. Let's do it. No? Okay. fourth place, a blue-red God Pharaoh's Gift deck by Grayson Roberts. Good old God Pharaoh's Gift.
Trophy Mage.
In fifth place, Zachary Herrera. Let me try that again. In fifth place, Zachary Herrera is running a blue-white historic deck.
Running Wrath.
When you say that, you sound like you're doing the, like, stereotypical nerd voice. But no, it's actually... He's actually running Wrath.
Yeah. He's running Wrath. Wrath Capuchin or Capation. It doesn't really matter what his name is. He's a ship's mage. I mean, he's just sort of on the boat. Sky boat. There's two of them.
All right. Moving on. Austin Collins in sixth place with a green-black constructor deck. A green-black constructed deck, yeah.
Seems legit.
The Constricticons merged to form Verdurous Gearhulk.
That makes more sense than it doesn't.
Oh, that was a long way to go for that joke, but it's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Five would laugh again.
In seventh place, Matthias Hunt is running a blue-white control deck. And rounding out the top eight, Jason Cornell with a red-black aggro deck. Others might call this red-black vehicles because it is running three Heart of Kirin, and apparently that's all you need.
Seems to be the case. Release the gremlins.
Oh, hey, look at that. Release the gremlins. So there you go. The rest of the top 16, Sultai midrange. What? Oh, this deck. Right. Okay. Scarab God and things like that. Okay. Another constrictor, more red-black aggro, blue-white control, more constrictor, more control, white-black aggro, and blue-white control. Yep, all right. Standard's pretty normal.
All right, then.
And a thing has appeared at the top of the page. It says, due to power outages in Roanoke. Are they having power outages again?
Probably.
Jeez. I saw that there were power outages on, like, Thursday or Friday last week. So they weren't going to be able to record, like, a Versus series or something, or upload it or something, you know? But, wonder what's going on in Roanoke. That's not a Magic thing, I'm just curious.
I don't know.
So, then there's really nothing else, as far as we can tell, that's news, other than, hey, look, Battle Bond.
Hey, look at that. It's
and, like,
hard.
All of it.
Now with less alphabetization. Alphabetization? Alphabeticized.
Yeah.
Alphabetization.
Well, see, the order they're in is all the partner widths are first.
Yeah.
And then all of the new cards in alphabetical order, it appears. And then all the reprints.
Yeah, it's just very confusing when you're finding things.
I think they put all the partner widths at the top of each one, just so it would be easier to find, because when you see, you know, partner with Chakram Slinger, you're going to go,
Well, you could just go to, you know, you could just do that alphabetically and just go find it, right?
I mean, you could. Look, I don't know why they're doing it. I'm just giving you a plausible reason.
He's explaining what they're doing, which is the important part.
Yeah.
Because it's not intuitive. You have to stare at it for a second.
So, this is going to be probably what we talk about on the entirety of the Mana Pool. So, hey, what do you guys want to talk about for the Battle of Bond?
I'd like to point out that we have Brightling, which means we filled in another color of the Ling cycle that's been running forever.
We have.
So, that's fun.
So let's point out that it appears that the collector numbers actually follow the correct convention, even if this page doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's see. There's Morphling originally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I remember. I can see the
there's
art.
There's a Torchling. There's a Thornling.
I was say, I can see the art for the red one. That's Torchling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, Thornling. All right. Wasn't there another blue one? Oh, no. There have just been various cards that, like...
No, there was another one that had Ling in the end of its name. It was also a standard card. I'm just blanking out its name right now, too. It was used in a lot of stuff. Aetherling, yeah.
Is that it?
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now we've got...
Yeah, that was in Dragon's Maze Clues. This was your chance.
So now there's a white one. So all that's missing is the black one, right?
Black one, yeah.
Plus so... another white one and another red one and another green one and another black one.
Or a gold one. We might finally get Bling Ling. Or do we put that in an unset and I forgot?
Wait, I thought there was a... Oh, no, that wasn't a Ling. That was just a thing that sort of worked that way.
Yeah.
Some sort of Reaver. Wind Reaver, maybe?
Something like that.
Something like that.
But yeah, so I don't know what the black one's going to be. It's probably going to be Darkling or something because we have Brightling here, but...
Yeah.
I'm hoping we get something more clever than that.
Incidentally, it does look like Gothling. These are already in Gatherer.
It does look like what?
These are already in Gatherer because I went looking for the other Lings and there's way too many things that match on Ling.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Brightling does appear in there, so...
Yeah, usually nice. Once the full set is revealed, they put it in Gatherer. So that's pretty neat.
And before anyone messages us, no, Ashling doesn't count.
Yeah, she's a pilgrim. Or a...
Or an extinguisher.
Yeah, there we go.
But right, yeah, I just like to point out whenever you have the, like, over the span of decades, cycles slowly getting filled in.
That is pretty good.
Past that, I'm entertained that there's a card called Play of the Game so that we can make dumb Overwatch jokes, because you know we will.
And yeah, and there's not even Hanzo in this game.
That might be why it worked.
He's got a talent in Heroes of the Storm called Play of the Game.
Does he?
Isn't that annoying?
That's very annoying. It's atrocious even. That makes me upset. Boo. Boo. But yeah, past that, I think that Generous Patron is inevitably going to be thrown on a whole bunch of Patreons just on principle. So have fun with that.
Huh. I will have to not do that just because.
Just because I called it out in advance. Yeah. Past that, like, there's some cool mythics and stuff in here, but again, the Mana Pool's going to go into all that. It's still kind of dumbfounding the cards that get reprints, but at least they're not in standard, so we don't really have to care that much.
Yeah, dude, land tax.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And there was...
Mycosynth Lattice for weird decks the world over.
Oh, yeah, so we talked about True Name Nemesis last week as an example of...
An abomination that should not exist ever for any reason except, oh, wait a minute, the only format it makes sense in is this one.
Anyway, as an example of a chase card that was only available one strange way, you know, Chain of Nemesis was only in a commander set, and we were talking about how the BioBox promos, whatever, would blow up if they made one that was standard playable. And then the very next day, they were like, hey, True Name Nemesis is in Battle Bond. And I was like, really? Really? Really?
Gavin's trolling us at this point.
The very next day.
Yeah. How do you like the art on Last One Standing Clues? It's the third card in multicolor.
Third card in multicolor. I don't know. Let me scroll down there. Let's see if we scream. I actually rather like it. I like that one a lot.
That looks like a Clues playmat.
Yeah, it pretty much does.
Fun fact, Last One Standing is Brawl from Hearthstone. The warrior card.
Indeed it is.
That costs 5, though, because removal's at a premium there.
I would like to point out that the card with the greatest flavor text has been reprinted, and that is Daggerback Basilisk.
That is not what I expected.
Nope, but I've always loved its flavor text. It just paints such a vivid picture. It's just so great. I love it.
Petrifying gaze, deadly fangs, knife-like dorsal spines, venomous saliva. Am I missing anything? Toxic bones? Seriously? And that is by Samila, a Mirasa Expeditionary House. Nice. That is pretty good.
Yeah. Also, it's hanging out next to doubling season, so enjoy.
Yay, doubling season. Yeah, some of these reprints, man.
I like this as a way to get these cards into more people's hands without just making more From the Vault.
Well, yeah, because From the Vault is not a good way to get cards into people's hands.
No.
No, it's not.
And also, this is going to be more affordable than doing a master set. So, because that's actually how a lot of these cards get reprinted of late. Like, I think my most recent doubling seasons were in the first Modern Masters.
That was the last time they were printed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people were calling Battle Bond Commander Masters, except without the $10 price tag.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I also have no idea how this is going to play, because it was obviously not designed for normal limited environments. So, nope. I have no ability to evaluate cards in this.
More options equals better. So if it says target player, or like creature and not creature you control, like I just read Dragon's Breath in red.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Breath, sorry. There's a card that's been around forever, and I'm like, why is that in this set? So for one in a red, it's an aura, gives the enchanted creature haste and fire breathing, and it says, when a creature with converted mana cost 6 or greater enters the battlefield, you may return Dragon Breath from your graveyard to the battlefield attached to that creature. Nowhere on there does it say you control. So when your partner plays a big-ass, you can go, bam! It's got haste and fire breathing, go to town.
Yeah.
And since you still control it, you are the one that controls the... No, wait. Yeah. The fire breathing is actually part of the enchantment. It doesn't give it to the enchanted creature. So you actually pay the mana to pump your partner's creature that now has haste, which is a really cool touch.
That is neat. So, yeah. Any card you want to talk about, please?
Well, before the show, if you listen to the Odds and Ends, which, if you're not listening to the Odds and Ends, you really ought to just, go and check out the Patreon, and you can hear all the stuff we say before and after the show, including swearing, because there is no swearing on Monday Night Magic, but there totally is before, after, and sometimes during. Sorry if you have to edit Chewy. We were talking about, possible legacy impacting cards. And, of course, you know, this is not going to be news to anybody who's, you know, into these sorts of things. But if, you know, you're not a legacy person or you haven't been paying attention to this, Arena Rector looks like, that's got potential.
Yeah.
Because, for those who have not seen Arena Rector yet, 3 and a white gets you a creature human cleric who is a 1/2. Which doesn't sound great for legacy, except... When Arena Rector dies, you may exile it. If you do, search your library for a Planeswalker card, put it onto battlefield, then shuffle your library. Whatever Planeswalker you want, regardless of how much it costs or if you have the colors to cast it, just go ahead, stick it right out there. That'll be fine. I'm sure there's no way to break that. No way at all.
Later, with Garrick behind you.
Or Nicol Bolas.
No, he'd be in front of you.
That's true.
Yeah. The other one that's of interest is Spellseeker. Spellseeker in blue. It's a blue card. It's a filthy, rotten blue card, so never mind. I don't care.
Tell people what it hypothetically does.
Oh, yeah. In theory, if you were going to play blue, which if you are, if you were going to play blue, it is 2 and a blue for a creature human wizard who is a 1/1. When Spellseeker enters the battlefield, you may search your library for an instant or sorcery card with converted mana cost 2 or less. Reveal it, put it into your hand, then shuffle your library.
Yeah, seems good.
Yeah. Seems blink-tastic.
Yeah.
So I would like... So start at Spellseeker, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm at Spellseeker, yes.
Okay, read the name of the card above it.
The card above Spellseeker, Nimbus Champion.
Okay, read the name of the card above it. Above Nimbus Champion.
Arcane Artisan.
Okay, now read the name of the card above that.
No.
Oh, dude, that's Zender Split. Duh.
But is it Zender Split, or is it, like, Zunderspilt?
I'm going to go with Zender Split, because it sounds fun.
It's for both of them.
No, that's a different guy. Stop being racist.
Yeah, he's actually on Totally Lost, which is also reprinted here.
Like, Zender Split knows exactly where he's at.
Yeah, he's with Ocon.
Okay, Life Chaos, that's right. I just want to know, who are all the folks who have been trying human transmutation to make all of these homunculi?
I want to know if Wizards remembers that I is a creature type.
Well, no, because he's a homunculus.
I know. It's just sad. The Eye of Wisdom is not an eye. I know it's a title. It's just one of those things. I think they only ever printed like two cards that were an eye type.
It was either two or three. There's the Evil Eye of Orms Bagor.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking of.
And there was one in Time Spiral.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Of course there was.
I think they both care about you having other eyes, don't they?
No, I think just the new one did.
I went and double checked, and yes, I still is a creature type. They did.
Oh, it is. Yeah, there's those two plus I Spy from one of the unsets.
What was the other one?
Unstable. Yeah, Evil Eye of Orms Bagor and Evil Eye of Urborg.
Oh, right, right.
And both of them care about non-eye creatures.
That's what it was.
Non-eye creatures you control can't attack. And then they do other stuff. So, alas. Didn't want to break those cards by introducing more eyes into the setting. We understand. They are not very good also. Oh, dude, he gets Judgment, though.
What?
Zendersplit gets Zendersplit's Judgment.
Yeah, he does.
That's awesome. He's, like, bossing around that other guy with one eye. I bet it's his friend.
So, what else do you guys have in whatever this is? Battle Bond.
I mean, I like the art on a lot of the cards. Like, some of them, I don't really care what the card does, but they look neat or they're funny. Like, yeah. Jubilant Mascot just looks funny.
Agreed.
Color?
Like, all the homunculi doing cool stuff are fun. It's in white. It's like two in white for a 1/1. Be in combat on your turn. You may pay three in a white if you do support two. So, like, neat.
Yeah, whatever, no one cares. Look at that art, oh my
Look
god.
Look at that majestic creature dancing around with ribbons.
Yep.
That's just fun.
Yeah, it is a thing we pointed out, or we discovered on the Mana Pool last week, is that Regna the Redeemer, the angel, and Krav the Unredeemed, the demon, are apparently a couple.
Aww.
Yeah. If you look at Regna's Sanction, the flavor text is, "Show them the light, my love. Krav the Redeemed." I'm like, what?
Great.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, the more I read cards in this set, the more I'm remembering a long time ago on Mana Pool when Brian did one of his Mad Libs and he did a sports thing, but you're using the names of Magic cards.
Mm-hmm.
Which spawned the term Vendetta mode that I remember to this day. And a lot of these cards look like they came out of that Mad Lib.
Yeah.
That just makes me happy.
That is, I had forgotten about that.
Vendetta mode is still fun. And will be forever.
Great. Now sometime when we're playing Overwatch, I'm gonna, like, say engage Vendetta mode and Bill's going to not kill whoever he's shooting at.
That sounds right.
Because he'll be too busy snickering.
That's probably true. But I guess Vendetta mode would involve whenever we're already upset with a specific person who's too good and probably also a Tracer. Vendetta mode. So,
so it sounds like we're probably done with
We could sit here and just pick out fun cards, but that's what the Mana Pool's going to do. So you don't really need us to do it.
No, fair enough. Clues, you got anything else?
No. I think it looks great. I'm excited about the set. I love Two-Headed Giant, so yeah, love it.
Sweet. Well then, how about anything else going on Magic Online-wise?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
So, in the Magic Online news that went up today, because we're recording on Tuesday, so that's fun, they make a brief mention of the fact that Kamigawa flashbacks are happening from Wednesday, May 30th for a week. Like, that's cool. If you want to play in the Kamigawa format with all of the insular mechanics and samurai and ninja and all that fun stuff, Bushido, arcane spells, spirits, all that, you know, and it's probably a lot of fun.
A bazillion legendaries, but not like good ones.
So
like
many legendaries, they had to change the legend rule.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's going to be going on for a week. It's fine. Have fun. And they're doing more Ixalan block redemptions for regular Ixalan and regular rivals just due to demand. So that's cool. But no, the important thing is that there's this allusion with an A to something happening tomorrow. So you might have already known about it by the time you listen to this, which in its entirety says, article coming tomorrow from Lee Sharp. We're changing up a few things in the Magic Online world around here. We can't tell you what those are quite yet. This blurb is intended only to torment you with a lack of information. Well, and to tell you that all will be revealed tomorrow on this website via an article by Lee Sharp. Keep an eye out. So there you go. I am joining them by tormenting you with a lack of information, which could quite possibly become the Wizard website's new tagline.
So on MTG Arena's Twitter account,
yeah,
earlier today, they said, "Yo, Yogg, I heard you like announcements, so we're announcing our announcement that's going live tomorrow at 12 p.m. PT. Where's the announcement going to be? We'll announce that tomorrow as well. So this is also announcing the announcement of where tomorrow's announcement will be."
That doesn't go well.
And that's on Arena.
That's uncomfortable.
So
I'm not going to speculate on that, because by the time people listen to this, it'll probably be irrelevant. But in the future, if I were WotC, I would not want to make both of those vague jokes at the same time. People are already uncomfortable enough with all this nonsense. So, yeah.
So I think they're running with the, what was it, the announcement day announcement?
Yeah.
That was on like a Friday or something.
We announced we're going to be showing you the first teaser of the first preview of the first movie that comes out in 7 years. Kingdom Hearts 3, everybody, confirmed.
But, wait, Kingdom Hearts 3 is real now, right?
Not yet. Not real till you're holding it.
Okay, good point.
But it's as close as it's been ever, so hey.
Hmm. But
someone was bound to release a third game.
But yeah, I doubt these two things are related, because that wouldn't make any sense, but
yeah, I don't think they're going to be related. I think it's just an uncomfortable thing to do, because they've been putting so much energy into stamping down the, like, no, no, don't worry, it's fine. Arena and Magic Online will both be here and be separate, and like, we know they will, but then doing stupid things like that is just like, don't coincide your announcements together. It's just bad. They'll be fine, promise. And if it turns out they're not fine, we'll have a fun talk next Monday.
Yeah, we will.
But that's all that matters in Magic Online. Just wanted to let you know there's Kamigawa going for a week. And also, tomorrow is when they announce that they're putting a magnet on the server and you're all doomed.
All right, then. So, gentlemen, and also you guys, do we have anything else?
I think we can check out.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up.
Okay, go for it.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at SqueeGoblinNabob. There's no I in Goblin, because I'm pretty sure I left it at Animazement, which is fine. It's just in Raleigh. It'll find its way home in due time. Other fun stuff. So yeah, I did an anime con. That was neat. And I survived it. So far, I'm not sick. We'll see if that takes a twist. But
ooh, yeah, we'll check.
So far, I'm not sick. So we'll see. But it was fun. Like, crazy antics ensued. Past that, the next like big social outing type thing I'm going to be doing is I'm actually part of the staff for the Cosplay America convention in Cary, which will be June 29th to 31st, June 29th to July 1st, because June's a weird month. And it's targeted at people who like to do craft things, whether it's looking at them or building them. Like, cosplay is in the name, but there's a lot of prop building. There's a lot of, you know, painting. There's a lot of other stuff going on too. It's a fun creative outlet. I'd say check it out if you're in the area and you're vaguely curious about any of this stuff. We're also going to be doing a bunch of silly things like pajama slumber parties, because we're adults, obviously. So check that out. I'll put a link in the show notes to the actual website address if you want to know more. Past that, I have not seen Solo yet, because I was at an anime con all weekend. I'll see it at some point in the next week. I'm still not really in as much of a hurry for this one. So
I don't think they're going to surprise me with any of the characters who live in the later movies dying. And if they did, I would have heard about it by now, so we should be okay. But still, be kind, don't spoil. Awesome. Go Clues.
All right, hey, if you want to hear more from me, you can find me on the other podcast I do, which is Random Discard, found right here on the MTG Gas Network, as well as at randomdiscard.com. I bring it up because Rich and I finally made our schedules sync, and we actually recorded a new episode, so it will be posting here real soon. Probably tomorrow, if I'm a betting man. No,
are you a betting man?
No, I'm not gonna bet on it. I'm not a betting man, so no. I'm not gonna claim that. If you want to meet me in person, you don't. But let's say that you do. I suggest that on Saturday, June the 9th, you go to the Battle Bond release event at Atomic Empire in Durham, North Carolina. It's a great shop. You should check it out. I will be there. I've already pre-regged for that event, so you should too, is what I'm going to say. And if you can't make it out to that, try and make it out to your friendly local game store if they're doing Battle Bond. I love Two-Headed Giant. I think it's a great format. It's lots of fun. Find yourself a partner and go play with some wacky interactions. It'll be a good time. That's what I'm going to say. And if you want to reach me directly, your bet is Twitter. I am at LockLuse, spelled just like it is in the show notes. Take it away, Chewy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I don't even know, man. I guess that you can find me all over the internet as the Manipool. Like, all over. Just like everywhere.
Like, even the other part?
No. Don't ever go there.
Okay, making sure.
Yeah, we did a first look at Battle Bond last week on the Manipool podcast, and we had some technical difficulties because Discord was apparently having a bad day that day, so we sort of cut it a little short because of the lost time waiting for Discord to work again. But we got through a bunch of the cool stuff and a bunch of the reprints and whatnot. We're going to do it again next week with the full set, which will be this week. And it'll be great, Yes. Over on twitch.tv/themanipool, I've been playing Slay the Spire, which is a roguelike card. It's a roguelike turn-based dungeon crawler card game. It's when you start mixing this many genres, it's hard to explain, but it is a lot of fun, and I have lost several hours of my life already just streaming it. I got home from a family get-together Friday, and it was like 10:30, and I said, you know what, I'm going to start streaming, just because I want to play Slay the Spire, why not? And next thing I know, it was almost 2 o'clock. I'm like, what? So it's a lot of fun. So I will be streaming more of that at some point in the future. Also Hearthstone, also Overwatch. Also other things as well, just not Magic Arena, because buh. So that's pretty much that. Also on YouTube, I'm there too, the Manipool. And if you want to help support what I do with all of this stuff that I do, 2 podcasts a week, YouTube videos, Twitch streaming, all that good stuff, then by all means, check out patreon.com/themanipool, where, if you are so inclined, you can get Manipool episodes and YouTube videos early. If you're more inclined, you can get the early stuff and the odds and ends, all the stuff recorded before and after, both Monday Night Magic and the Manipool. That is uncensored, unfiltered, and as Clues said, there's lots of swearing. I just put up last week's Monday Night Magic odds and ends, where Bill and I fell into the superhero cartoons from the 90s YouTube hole.
It was a dangerous place. You should check it out.
Yeah. But if you absolutely can't or don't want to do the Patreon thing, that's fine. Just go look up the intro from the 1980s Hulk cartoon. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
And if you can find me the music from that, I will love you forever.
Because we couldn't.
And if you are feeling extra generous, you can get the early stuff, the odds and ends, and become a lifeguard. Get it? Manipool? Lifeguard? It's funny. Where you will get a shout out on both podcasts and...
Well, yeah.
Do what?
I got it. I just got it.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
It is funny. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom thinks I'm funny. You will get
funny looking
a shout out that too on both podcasts and on the end slate for all the videos that go up each month you support at that tier. So to that end, I would like to thank the following exceedingly generous TMP lifeguards: Kim Ho, Andrew Hunt, Al, Corey Clotier, Paul David.
Sure.
I couldn't hit the mute button in time. Excuse me. Where was I? Paul David. There we go. Lance Delicious. Team U. Hellas Har You. John Morris. Stuart's Law. PJ McMullen. Bosco Bertain. Casey. Nathan Hay. Danny Liao. Jason Doan. AJ Javieras. Cody Buckowing. Jake Jansons. Jason Kaus. Brian DeLucci. Stark Maximum. John Parker. Jimmy Scott. Violet Moon. Dan Holm. Bartle. Mike Millerburn. And the Beast Father. Aaron Goodwine. Whew. Thank you all so very much. I quite literally couldn't do it without you. So with that, I do believe that is that. That seems like that. Yeah. So this has been Monday Night Magic number 608. Thank you all so very much for listening, and Constricticons merged to form Verdurous Gearhole.